Interview. So, Anthony, thanks for the meeting. The new album of Jack is a kind of resurrection. I mean, except a single on Aquarella. To me, it was just like you had disappeared from the music industry. So could you explain what's happening? You're finally coming back?
Well, you know when you see swimmers, right? If you have a pool, a swimming pool of water from here to there, people only really notice sometimes it's like the swimmer when he's on top. But sometimes he can still be... And that's what it's been like, really. I've still been working every day.
Uh-huh.
But people only notice if it's, you know, higher profile and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't been... I've been working more than I've ever worked in my life in the last 5 years. So it's just that people... Maybe it wasn't so obvious. It wasn't such a high profile.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. It seems that you put... to me, it seems that you put everything of you... in the new album.
I only started smoking about 4 days ago.
Oops. Attends.
If you give me the lighter, I'm still
getting
used to it. I started smoking at 31.
I thought you were smoking.
Why?
You?
Is this what it was like when you were 16?
Yeah, something like this. It's a bit looking at. Yeah, it's working out.
Merci. Why did I start smoking? Boredom. Mm. I tried smoking years ago. I tried smoking Gitane.
Oh, no.
Is that why? Yeah, very strong, I guess.
Oui.
So that's why you stopped smoking?
I tried for
because
months.
Of the Gitane.
Every day. I was about 22. And I went to Paris. And my friend, I went with a girl, and she said, what do you like? And so she bought me, like, this Gitane. I was like, every day I would wake up and be like, oh, for like a month.
Yeah, but. Yeah,
and it was so horrible, I just stopped.
Can't imagine.
You don't smoke, no?
No. Still not. Yeah, so it seems that you put everything of you in the new record. Am I wrong?
What do you mean?
Because. It touched to different part of music. It's more electronic, more sentimental, more depends of the song. Songs are different power. It's less in a lyrical way than before.
Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah.
So my question would be: have you? It's like. You have put so many things of you in it. Have you gained some more things to write after the record?
Oh yeah, lots.
Yes.
Lots of things. I'm writing for other people as well.
Yep.
And so I'm writing for a lady singer at the moment.
Oh.
Who's 50 years old.
Oh.
So I can, it's gonna, you know, affect the way you write. I can. Oh no, yeah. I don't think there's any end ever. To stuff that you could see. The thing is, I think there's only like one or two stories ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you go to the movies,
hmm.
And I think if you strip down all the plot, and it comes down to very two, maybe three basic stories, which is like between a man and a woman, really.
Okay.
But you can color that so differently. You know, even if someone was singing about birds, well, no, maybe if they were singing about birds, that isn't about men and women. But I think the variations that you can get on the same theme are pretty much endless. Almost too much to conceive, I think.
Uh-huh.
And it's to do with subtlety, you know.
Uh-huh.